I'm Dominique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi, everyone. So before we start the podcast, I'd like to give a shout out to our listeners in Virginia, Texas, Germany, and Australia. Thank you very much for supporting the show. We really appreciate it, and we hope that you really like our content, and we have more for you. So today, we have a guest. Her name is Renee Asting. She's the CEO of the company called Executive Help Now. So this is a virtual assistant company that helps clients every step of the way. It's really, really interesting what she explained to us. Renee started her business because she loves organization. She loves helping people, and also because of her desire to be the absolute best. So let's hear it from Renee.
So Renee, can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you were raised?
Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So I'm from originally Madison, Wisconsin. And actually, I'm proud to say that I'm the granddaughter of sharecroppers who migrated north from the south, work in the fields, work in land. And my grandfather settled our family in this town called Dalton, Wisconsin. It's an Amish community. And as you can imagine, there weren't many people who looked like us in our community. So it became very important to us and instilled in us at a very early age that we are all representatives of the family. And we want to give everyone who engages with us or interacts with us a great experience so that when they see other people who look like us, then they will have good thoughts about, you know, people who look like us, because we were the only experience that they would have. So my mom relocated from the rural Amish community to Madison, Wisconsin, where they had, you know, it's a much more metropolitan area, more services, more, you know, just a bigger city. And I was still young, preteens, and the city had a program there called the Summer Youth Employment Program. And it was through that program that I was exposed to so many different opportunities, like work opportunities. So here I was, I think I was like 12 years old, and I was placed at this company, a nonprofit called the Madison Urban League. And when I started working there, they took me to this room, and it was just filled from floor to ceiling with books. Books of all kinds, hardcover books, softcover books, magazines, it didn't matter. They were just piled in this room. My job by the end of the summer was to categorize all those books into their categories, into their types, alphabetize them, and make this room some sort of organized, you know, area where someone can come and reference a document to find out where their book was and be able to go and find it on the shelf. So as you can imagine, this was to me a little daunting, but I was like, I can do this. I absolutely can do this. I'm just alphabetizing things and categorizing things. And by the time that summer was over, I had developed a love for organization and making sure things were in their place and creating sections and subsections and sub-subsections, which easily translated later on in life into file organization and electronic file organization, which we'll get into just a little bit later. But I was 12 years old when I had that experience, and I loved the Madison, the City of Madison Summer Youth Employment Program for having a program like this that exposes young people to real world opportunities to develop job skills and learn where their skills and their gifts and talents are. Because the following year, I was 13 and they placed me at a company called Norrell Temporary Services. And it was at Norrell Temporary Services, I was actually able to assist the franchise owner. And she was an amazing woman, and Norrell Temporary Services provided just that, temp services, temporary employment for people looking for work. So my job at 13 was to hand the applications to the people who were coming in looking for work, explain to them all the different forms, and then receive the completed applications back, and then type their information into the computer so that we could find them jobs. And as I was doing this, and I was hearing the clickety, clickety clacking of the keys, you know, the more I typed into the computer, the more in my head I was thinking, every time I type on this computer, somebody's life is changing. Somebody's getting a job. Somebody's going to be able to take care of their family. And I was, and I made a decision right then. I was 13. And I made a decision that I'm going to run my own business one day, or I'm going to run an office one day, and I'm going to change lives too. And that's how I started.
Wow. You are very young.
Yes.
I'm so thankful to my mom for encouraging me to participate in that program, because had it not been for her encouragement, she saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And so when she saw this opportunity and encouraged me to participate, I'm just so grateful to her for that, for seeing something in me that I didn't even see. I was too young to see. I didn't know. I wanted to go outside and play on swings or whatever. But she was like, no, you are smart. You are going to develop these skills. And so she put me.
And those are so important skills. Like you're needed for everything in life. Pretty much everything,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. But yeah. It all started with my mom, though. I mean, I owe it all to her.
It's amazing. Especially, I mean, in Brazil, we don't have the culture of starting to work at a young age. It's just like the culture there is a little different. And I really appreciate that here in the US. I don't know if in Europe is the same thing, if Veronique mm-hmm. experienced the same thing, but we wait too long to be exposed, you know, to things, to see what we like, what we don't like, you know.
Yeah, in Europe, it's around like maybe 15, 16, you start to work, you know, at fast food, stuff like that. But 12, 13, no. It's here, they do babysitting already. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised, right? And no, nobody will like trust a 12 or 13 year old, you know, to watch a kid or anything. So in Europe.
Here in the US too, though, the legal work age is like 15, I think. And you get a work permit at 15, and then you can actually work like a real job and get a W-2 and all that for when you're 16. Mm-hmm. But it was a special program put on by the city of Madison. So it was a government program that was special just for people who were not old enough to get a work permit, but still, you know, they wanted to expose them to these different programs, you know, from a young age.
Teenager. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's also to keep your kids in check, right? It's where they don't run around in the street doing whatever, right? You know where they are, they're doing something useful and learning a good skill.
Exactly. And I'm so, like I said, that decision that my mom made to expose me to this, you know, opportunity was life-changing for me. That was like one of those fork in the road moments, you know, where, yes, I could have said no, I want to go hang out with my friends at the mall, or I want to go, you know, play at the park or whatever. But I said yes. And I was like, sounds like fun. And I was looking for something to do anyway. It's summer. I might as well be making money, because they paid us real money. And I think minimum wage at the time was like $3.35 or something like that. And so I was like, yeah, I want to make $3.35. And I can buy my own school clothes. And
right?
It's a lot of money for 12-year-olds, you know? At the end of the week, you have like, I don't know, like $25 or $30, I don't know.
It's a lot of money. Yeah, when I was 13, it was a full-time all day, like 8 to 5, you know, 4 days a week, you know? I was like, this is some good money. I was so proud of myself. I felt rich.
I know, right? It's so awesome. You know, I hope I can find something like that for my kids too. You know, when they get at that age, start early and have the understanding of money and working and learning new things. It's amazing. I think it's
absolutely. It's invaluable. It truly is.
Yeah. And so about like how your line of work, What is a virtual assistant? Because I only heard about it after checking on your website. I never heard of that before. So can you explain to us what that is or what they do?
Absolutely. So a virtual assistant is primarily someone who performs the work of an executive assistant from the comfort of their own home for a business owner or for an executive. So my company called Executive Help Now, we have a team of virtual assistants who have experience that's primarily administrative in nature. So we do email management, calendar management, project management, expense reports, travel arrangements, event planning, those sorts of administrative type things. However, our business has grown over the years so that now we also do social media management and engagement, as well as video podcast production support. So we've expanded over the years, but primarily it's providing any type of remote work support is a virtual assistant.
Wow. Oh, I see.
Yeah, the podcast is big now, right? So I'm sure it's
yes.
Good market for you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I absolutely love it. I love it. Yeah. Because there's so many things that podcast producers do, you know, like creating their graphics and creating the thumbnails and the show notes and that sort of thing. And they would much rather be bringing in more new clients instead of doing those things.
Yeah.
So instead of them doing those things, they can hire us and we'll do those things so that they can focus on the things most important to their business.
Yeah, yep. That takes a long time. Edit everything, you know, when you do the podcast or the edit and
writing.
That takes a while.
Yes, there's a lot involved in putting on a show. And, you know, some people just get so used to it, so used to doing all the things, you know, finding the guests, vetting the guests, you know, scheduling the guests, making sure they're a good fit, you know, doing all the things, all the guest sourcing, all of that. It takes a lot of time. And because of that, so many people don't get involved and they don't even try because they're like, I don't have time. I just, how am I going to do this? I don't have time to do all of these things. And so what the way we work is that we provide all the services and all of the support that they need. So all they have to do is just show up and talk as the host.
That's like a dream.
Excuse me. Sylvia, let's visualize that for us later, all right?
Yes, vision board.
Yeah, the vision board. down the road.
Can do. All they have to do is show up and talk. You know, it's like they got a mic, they have things to say, they've got opinions and thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We make it possible. So that all they have to do is just show up and talk.
Oh, perfect. So you just told us about when you were young and because of your mother, you had that job. So but the virtual assistant and the big business, how did you get the idea for that business exactly? That one.
Well, one of the things that I heard from a very young age when I was, I can't even tell you how old I was, but basically I heard somebody say, if you're going to start a business, do what you know, do what you love. And if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. So when I thought about what do I know how to be an executive assistant. Because that's what I did. So from those early exposures to office work, that's what I dedicated my career to. I took all the business classes, all the marketing classes, all of the, you know, typing. And even back then, there was shorthand that we had to do with a pen. All of that. This is back in the day. I know I'm aging myself. Sorry. But I took all of those classes so that I could develop and hone my skills so that when I got another opportunity for another real job in a real office, I wouldn't come in just knowing nothing, but with some skill. So I worked my way up with different companies, you know, starting out as the receptionist and then the clerical assistant and then the administrative assistant and then the executive assistant to a director and then eventually the executive assistant to the C-suite. And the C-suite are the chief executive officers, chief financial officers, chief marketing officers, all the executive level leadership. That's who I started supporting because I had just honed my skills over time. And that's what I knew how to do. So because it's what I knew how to do, and I loved helping people, I loved being that person that the executive could count on and rely on and just ask, you know, can you do this? And my answer is always, of course I can do that. I'm sure if you guys ever watch this program on, it was on network TV, but it eventually ended up on Netflix called Suits.
There's I love that show. I love that show.
Donna, how everyone,
Donna. Oh, Donna. So you are Donna. Okay, you're Donna. She could fan and do anything. She was the queen of that office, right? Anything.
Absolutely. So she's my idol, and who I, she and I like right here. She's my person. So that's because that's what I knew how to do. That's what I love to do. That's why I decided to start Executive Help Now, so that we could, as a company, help change the lives of executives and give them more time and opportunity to spend with their family. They didn't have to work so late because they were giving us all the work that was keeping them working late. So no longer do they have to miss meals or miss their kids' basketball games or, you know, daughter's recitals or whatever. They can go home at a decent hour because they are delegating the work that we can do to us so that they don't have to work so many long hours.
That's so great, you know, because these kind of people, they have a lot of issue with stress and you know, like down the line, like heart attack or whatever, because they have so much workload or they do so much, you know. But so you creating work for other people to help them, that's great. You know, relieving, you know, the stress and everything. And talking of stress, that bring me to my next question. That's perfect. I saw that you have some tips about helping managing workload and reduce stress. So can you go a little bit, you know, in detail with this?
Yes, absolutely. So when you delegate, one of the hardest things for an executive to do is to delegate. Someone who's never had an assistant before, they're used to doing all the things themselves. They're used to, you know, scheduling their own appointments, trying to connect with people who are hard to connect with, you know, spending all their time in their email box, waiting on responses, you know, mailing packages, whatever that looks like. They do it all themselves and it's too much. And while they're doing all of these things themselves, they can't focus on strategy for the future, innovation, how to stay cutting edge. They don't have the capacity or the space for these types of thoughts because they're in the nitty gritty, you know, minutia of the workday. If they delegate those things, take those things off their plate, they don't have to worry about those things. Those things can still be getting done by someone else who knows how to do them, knows how to do them well, and loves doing it. while they can focus on the things that matter most to the business or matter most to their health, and especially that includes leaving the office at a decent hour so that they can get home in time for proper rest, proper relaxation, and proper time with their family, with the mental space to be able to enjoy it.
I have a question. It just because I'm sure I'm going to forget, but while we were talking about this, like how you help each other, like you have the assistant helping the business owner to get organized and everything. How do you train them to know everything about the business? Is it like a month training that you have to do until, because you can't just like have, okay, delegate, but yeah, good luck with that. And let's see how this is going to be. How is that process?
So the process for our client onboarding includes, it starts with a meet and greet. So when I meet a potential new client, well, it actually starts with a discovery call. So we get to know each other. I start to understand where their pain points are. I start to understand what is keeping them from achieving their ultimate goal. As I'm engaging with the executive, I'm learning their personality, their style, their nuances, and those sorts of things. And I know my team very intimately. So I'm thinking, you know, wheels are turning in my head. Who would be the best fit for this particular client? That's what I'm going to match. Not just a warm body, you know, of anybody, but somebody who's a good fit in terms of personality, capacity, and skill set. So those are the things that I think about. And so once I've made that determination, I'll schedule a meet and greet with the client and our team member. And in that meet and greet, we discussed the scope of work. And because I've already discussed the scope of work with the virtual assistant on our team, she's already come to the meeting prepared with questions or with thoughts or with maybe potential suggestions or solutions for the pain point that was discussed originally in the discovery call with me. So I prep our team member, we meet with the client, then the client takes some time to go through the specific details of what exactly it is that they need. So say, Sylvia, that you wanted an executive assistant to support you, and you have a meeting coming up, and there are some important people that you need to get in touch with before the meeting. You would let your assistant know who your key people are, how to access your calendar, what your availability is, when do you want to meet, do you not want any meetings before 9 o'clock, do you, you know, we'll block you for lunch to make sure you eat, we'll block you after 4 o'clock to make sure that you can wrap up the day in a timely fashion, those sorts of things. So we'll manage your calendar for you and we'll get those meetings scheduled for you. So it's that kind of training that's involved to share those nitty gritty details. But once we make note of them, then you don't have to share that anymore because we've made a note of it. It's a part of our client profile. So we know how to move forward from there without asking the same old questions over and over again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to find business owners who are that likes to micromanage everything. And the opposite that is completely like you figure it out on your own, right? You have to just put them with the right type of assistant who can manage those different personalities.
Absolutely. And for those micromanagers, you know, a lot of times if you communicate well enough, I don't think you can over communicate enough working remotely. And when the micromanager, and I say that in air quotes, because it could be a temporary situation, because once they develop trust, then they don't feel like they have to micromanage you anymore. When they've asked you to do something and you've come through, you were dependable, reliable, confident, thorough, and all the things that they needed to get comfortable, then they no longer are micromanagers and they start redirecting that time and attention on the things that are more important to the business.
I have a quick question actually about the virtual assistant. Can they have different clients? Can they work for different people? Or would that be too much?
No, so it just depends on the client's needs. Mm-hmm. So the virtual assistants have their schedules, which typically are East Coast business hours, but we also work, you know, West Coast business hours, because I know you guys are in California. And so we have team members on the West Coast. But U.S. business hours is when the teams are available. Some clients don't need a full-time person. They just need somebody maybe a couple hours a day, you know? And so because they only need them a couple hours a day, I'll check with my team and say, hey, do you have a couple extra hours a day that you can dedicate since, you know, your skill set matches and I think this might be a good fit for you? And so I will ask them, you know, stay in touch with them to understand their current capacity to take on more clients.
All right. Okay. I mean, that's great for people who want to have a temp job and work from home. And it's really, really, but still have, you know, a very important job as an helping executive and everything. It's really great.
Exactly.
Great concept.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, several team members who have full-time day jobs that they work, and they work for executive help now in the evenings and on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
And for some clients, because they're just like, look, I just need to have this thing done by the time I get up in the morning.
Okay.
And that works really well because then at night they're plugging away doing the thing. And when the executive comes in the next morning, then they've got what they had asked for from the day before, right?
That's great. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there are some who need daytime support, and we've got those that can support as well during the day.
That's great. And you don't limit them to do part-time, you have to do a minimum of 20 hours or, you know, you can be whatever works for you.
Yeah, it can be whatever. So the way executive help now works in terms of clients are with packages. So we have packages of hours in 10-hour increments. So we have a 10-hour package, a 20-hour package, and a 40-hour package. And so the client can decide which of these packages best suits their needs and then start there. And then if they decide, you know, well, I signed on for this 20-hour package, but golly, you know, we're a whole lot busier than I thought we were going to be, they can upgrade at any time to the next appropriate package.
Right.
Yeah.
And so do you also work with stay-at-home moms, or just curious about, or do any of them look for you? Because it's really tough with, you know, you're stay-at-home, but you have those crazy schedules when they're at sports and school events, school volunteering hours. It's just like, trust me, I stay at home and I feel like I can't keep up with my calendar. It's crazy. Yeah. I need an assistant too.
Exactly. And we do have clients who are single moms and executives. And so because they are executives in their job and they're single moms, they need a personal assistant. And mm-hmm. so we definitely check her email. We let her know when there's things in there that she needs to deal with. And we will, if there's a bill that's coming up due, we'll pay, you know, let her know this bill is due and ask her if she wants us to take care of it for her. And then we have arrangements for making that happen. Her kids might need a haircut or a doctor's appointment set or to be picked up from school to take to, you know, to the sporting event or whatever. There's so many different ways we support moms, you know, or single dads, even single parents, period. Mm-hmm. On a personal level, even in the same way we support executives on a business level.
Yeah, that's great, because it's definitely a big help, you know, like it's just tough to remember everything. And it's mm-hmm. so many things related to school. After I have three boys, and once they started joining school, and it was a whole different level of things that we have to do that, and we forget stuff. So if you can do that, it would be amazing. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a calendar that we manage with our client that needs where we provide personal assistance. And on the calendar, we put all of the things, you know, she has two kids, a boy and a girl, and they each have all of their things they're involved in. And so we put it on her calendar, and then we put little buffers before the appointment saying, in route to the appointment with a reminder on the buffer. You know what I mean? Make yes. sure you get where you're supposed to be on time.
Yes.
Sylvia needs help with the dentist appointment.
Oh my God. I just received a notification from my dentist. Like, Sylvia, again, we have an appointment. Please show up. Like, I just literally received, like, you don't and, forget and about
you. And your boys, remember, twice? You're like, yes, I forgot.
And I'm like, why? I need some help. I keep forgetting, you know, it's too much to remember.
It is. And we would love to help you, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you. Another thing, vision board too. Like, it's two things for the podcast and for the moms, the mom help.
Yes. And the other thing about moms too, is that we have several several moms on our team. Mm-hmm. And so it's because they wanted to get out of the corporate America and work from home and have more flexibility so they could spend more time with their children. Working with us is ideal for them because they have such flexibility in the hours that they work that allows them the freedom that they want to go on the school field trips or to be the mom, class mom for the day or whatever that looks like. So
yeah.
It works
so well.
When you're a mom, you have so many, you know, so many responsibilities. You have to be everywhere at once. And if you can have a little job, like a job, a part-time job or whatever, it's very flexible with hours.
It makes a difference.
Fit in your kind of life, in your lifestyle, it's perfect. It's really a dream.
Yeah.
So you're a fellow podcaster, so you have a podcast called Renée Speaks.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about it? And I saw it's also about spirituality. So can we talk a little bit about spirituality?
Yes, absolutely. So Renée Speaks is the platform that I use to encourage women, female business owners. So on my journey of building our business of Executive Help Now, I've learned so much. There's so much I realized I didn't know. And how I wish there had been someone who could, you know, point the way for me, you know, kind of make things a little bit easier for me. So I created Renée Speaks as that platform to bring in guests to talk about all those things that I didn't know on my journey in an attempt and effort to make someone else's journey just a little bit easier. And we just celebrated our 1 year birthday, we called it, in January. We have about right now 57 episodes that we've recorded, and they're all out on YouTube and, of course, on Amazon, Spotify for podcasters, iTunes, all of the platforms. One of our guests was named Ashley. Is one of our virtual assistants on our team. She's actually our business operations manager, and she is a stay-at-home mom who works on our team. And so she's got a whole show dedicated just to her and her experience working with Executive Help Now and what it's like to work with us. Oh. So I encourage everyone who's watching this show to definitely check out Ashley's episode. It was really fantastic.
Yes, I'm going to recommend it to my friend too. I have a friend who is a mom who is looking for a part-time job. So I think that'll be perfect. Yeah. I'm going to talk to her about it for sure.
Excellent. Well, on our website, there is a more button, and under there is careers. And so if anyone has an interest in joining the team where this could work for them, and you know they've got years of experience in corporate America that they want to parlay into something they can do from home. We welcome great new people.
Right. Yeah. Is that a particular skill you're looking for?
Primarily, anyone with experience doing what administrative type work is most needed right now. And now that we've also developed our podcasting leg of the business, anyone who has experience producing podcast shows or has an interest in graphic design or those sorts of things. Those skills are always needed. To find an amazing executive assistant can be a challenge sometimes. So when most of our team members have been referrals from other team members. We know we're good quality people on our team. And so administrative experience is definitely one of the top things that we look for. And just someone who has a heart to serve is also really important.
I love the fact that, you know, with the because of podcasts and everything, you know, you can grow your company. I really like that. That side of the life we're living right now, technology and everything.
Yes, I love it. And it was so funny because I was just using it, like I said, to encourage, you know, women business owners. And then my husband said, "So what? Why are you doing that?" And so I'm like, "Because I'm a business owner. I'm a woman. I want to share my experience. I want to help make things easier for other people." And he says, it probably could be used for something more than that as well. And so I was thinking, what else could we use it for? And so what I started doing was sharing the business with the guests who come on the show, because they may know people who know people who might need our services. So it was a great way to merge the two to help expand Executive Help Now through the Renee Speaks platform.
Great idea. Again, another one. So my last question for you again about spirituality. So I saw that you are a Bible study facilitator. So how does this work? Do you do by Zoom? Do you open the Bible and read with people? Do you have meetings?
Yes, all of the above.
All of the above.
So I attend Victory Church in Norcross, Georgia. And Victory Church is the largest multicultural church in America. So we have 16,000 active members in our church and 140 different nationalities of people. And when you belong to a church that large, it's easy to get caught up in the crowd and not be seen and be dealing with life things and need support, but not know where to go because it's just so big. There's so many people. So we have hundreds of small groups in our church. And there are different types of small groups, you know, for single people, for married people, for women only, for, you know, young adults, for, you know, children. So all different types of small groups. My small group started 5 years ago. So this is before the pandemic. After my cousin and I had a conversation, she had just gotten sick and was needing some encouragement. And so I was like, I'll reach out to you. We can talk every week and, you know, go through the Bible and things like that. And she was like, okay, that would be nice. Well, then shortly after that, I went to a meeting and heard someone say something about an online small group. And my head like snapped. It's like, what? There's a thing? Such a thing as an online small group? And so when I spoke to the leader at the church about that, he was like, yeah, it's just getting started. It's brand new. But sure, it's an option. If you want to meet with on Zoom, we can provide you with a Zoom account. And, you know, you can invite people to come and join. And they don't have to be here in the Atlanta area. They can be anywhere because it's on Zoom. And so I immediately called my cousin and I was like, hey, cuz, guess what? We can do this for real now through my church. And so that's how the small group started. And so it's been 5 years. We typically will discuss the Sunday sermon notes in a more detail because, you know, on Sunday, there's so much good stuff that gets said, but no one to really talk about it with. And so we talk about it. We go through the scriptures in more detail, that sort of thing. And then every now and then, like if we're on a break or going away from the Sunday sermon notes, there may be a book or a lesson, like a 6-week lesson or something that they want to dive a little bit deeper into. And so we'll do, you know, something like that for temporarily and then get back to our Sunday sermon notes. And then, so we meet on Tuesdays at 7:30. And for every month that has a fifth Tuesday in the month, we get together face to face for all of those that are in the Atlanta area. So that's why I said all of the above.
Yes, because it is really.
Yeah, I did that for like 2 years, I think 2 or 3 years. But after so at that time I was living in San Francisco and I was going to a French. So I'm originally from the French Caribbean. So my first language is French. So I was going to a French church. And so there was a little group of French, a lot of like French people. And the priest was like, oh, you know, we should have like dinner on every like once a month on a Monday night. And so we go to the, where they live, you know, at the church, they have, you know, their apartment above. So we go there and everybody brings something. And there was this big table, everybody brings something, we eat for like, you know, 45 minutes, something like that. And after we open the Bible and we talk about something, you know, about a verse or something. It was great. I loved it. We did that for, I think, 2 to 3 years after I moved away. Further, I couldn't really go. But I really enjoy my Monday night, you know. There's an energy, you know, when you share your faith with other people.
Yes, absolutely. And building community and doing life in community is so important. I mean, we were not made to be alone or live on an island by ourselves. We were made to do life together. And so this is a part of that. Even if we had to be remote, we can still be together. With, you know, especially during the pandemic when there was no choice.
Yes. There was no choice.
Oh my God. Right.
But we still stayed connected and grew to, you know, and to love one another over the airwaves, you know, because this is how our only way of being able to stay together. And so, of course, now that there is, you know, times have changed, we're back in person, back in the building, you know, and still doing life together. So, yeah, it's so important.
It is. Wow. Yeah. Especially because everything that we build and our business, our lives is all thanks to the main person, the main spirit, God. So, yeah, it's good to never forget that. Right. Yeah. Never forget. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if you
definitely at the center of it all. So, no, as I'm thinking about what you just said, you know, we would not have a business were it not. So I pray about everything.
Yes.
And being a you know, Christian woman and definitely God fearing. It's like, I know that I need wisdom. I need, you know, the right words to say at the right time. And I need all these things. And so I was on a call today just a few minutes ago with someone and I was like, Lord, what happened? And so I was like, oh, wait, hold on. I talked to God like all day. So he just said, oh, yes.
Me too. I talk to him all the time.
Pretty funny. I was like, Sorry, I love talking to you.
I love it.
So where can we find you, you know, online? Can you give us, of course, we're going to put all the details in the episode description, but where can people find you if they want to connect with you?
So our website for Executive Help Now is the name, www.executivehelpnow.org. However, everything that includes everything about Renee Speaks and Executive Help Now, and even my church leadership and speaking and that sort of thing, is at www.reneehastings247.com.
Okay, we'll make sure to put all the details in the episode description. Thank you, Renee, for sharing all your information with us. And it was a great, great conversation. I loved it. It was really fun.
Well, thank you. This has been so fun. And thank you guys for doing everything that you do to support moms. It's invaluable. And I truly appreciate you coming from. So one of the things I didn't share is that I was a teen mom. Coming from being a teen mom to being a business owner has truly, it's because of women like you and your support and your encouragement that kind of helps us all along the way. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. I know where you come from. My mom was a teen mom too. So I know how hard you had to work, I'm sure, to be where you are right now. It takes double strength.
Yes. For sure. Double.
Double. But look at you now, right?
That's you did it.
Yeah. God, I promise.
Exactly. All thanks to God. Thank you, guys. So all the information will be in the episode, you know, our description if you want to connect with Renee. And don't forget also to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next week. All right. Bye. Yeah. Thanks,
bye.
Renee. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.